everybody come with us, so we're gonna cook up a tasty treat.
Welcome to KCBN's Cooking Cabaret, starring Andy LaRusso, the singing chef, along with the top-rated, most exciting restaurants in town, their owners, their patrons, their chefs, and even our late lunch bunch. Cooking Cabaret is brought to you every Saturday from 11 a.m. till noon by Flavor of India, Cafe Delight, Smoke and Jack's Kansas City Barbecue in Santa Claus, and by the Bay Cafe. Now, here's Andy.
Glorious food, it's incredible edible stuff. Three meals a day at home or away, we can't seem to get enough.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for joining us, the Cooking Cabaret Show. Yours truly, Andy LaRusso, the singing chef, singingchef.com. It gives me great pleasure to donate this whole show for the Cooking Cabaret and all our Santa Barbara listeners out there in Carpinteria and Ventura and Goleta and all over, wherever you can get our KZBN studio audience listeners. Today is a very special event. It's a celebration, absolutely celebration of our wonderful love, Julia Childs, our legendary Epicurean, a French chef inspired generations of chefs and home cooks. Julia Childs' cooking career was on a roll in her later years. She was in her late 40s, if you can believe that, when her hit book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Volume 1, was published. She was a regular here at the Farmer's Market, and in honor of her celebration of her life, the executive staff here at the Farmer's Market, along with lots of the vendors and the people who really make this market work, are here celebrating her life today. We have so many things to share with you. It's going to be a full hour, compliments of the Farmer's Market, dedicated to our love, Julia Childs, who's going to be always with us. So right now I have with me one of the directors and one of the vendors and one of the farmers and one of the local purveyors here that's been with the Farmer's Market for so long, Tom Shepard. And he's going to let us know what's going to be happening here today at the Saturday Farmers Market in celebration of Julia's life. Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the Cooking Cabaret Show. What's going to happen today? So many things, right?
Yeah, we have about 25 to 30 of Santa Barbara's finest restaurants.
25 to 30, isn't that great?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is as we called restaurants, everyone responded positively to this invitation to celebrate Julia's life. One of the things I'm most impressed with is how many people were inspired by Julia Childs. Her exuberance for life, her attitude towards cooking, everything she did was really inspired. And when I think of Julia, I think of the French term joy for life. You know, she just exudes
joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre. And everything about her life kind of embodied that passion. And so we're here with some of the best restaurants in Santa Barbara, and it's a very eclectic mix. And one of the things that's really interesting is we didn't ask anybody to prepare anything specific. So every chef here is doing what they are inspired to prepare. So I think we're going to have a very eclectic mix of dishes. And
it's free to the public, right?
And it's completely
free. Isn't that awesome?
Public, yeah. We have some of the best food you can get in the whole world free of charge. And it's really, everybody's doing this today out of love for Julia Childs.
Well, you know, the Farmer's Market really, and I know in one of the articles in our Santa Barbara News Press, one of the last things Julia said, she said to somebody, well, I hope I make it to the Farmer's Market today, on which was that Saturday, too. And a couple Saturdays before she passed on, I saw her here, and people were coming up to her periodically and saying, hello, Julia. And she just loved, like we all do, and especially I, when I come in and I walk in from one of the entrances to the markets, especially this one on Saturday, the feeling, the energy, the love, and also the smells, the very organic smells of all the fresh fruits and vegetables and produce and the buzz in the air. It's just wonderful.
That's right. You know, Julia lived all over the world during her life, and I think she really felt that Santa Barbara had more to offer in the way of quality food. And Farmer's Market was one of those places that really inspired Julia, and she came here every time she could. And up until the last 6 months, she was coming in a wheelchair. Actually, she was here 3 weeks ago in her wheelchair. And she was brought by my close friend, Lorenzo Del Army, who she was his mentor, but he was also a wonderful chef. And they had a great relationship. And Lorenzo was the person that told me one of her last wishes the Wednesday before she passed away was that she could come to the market the next Saturday. And so she really did love the market and felt that it really was a great symbol of Santa Barbara's richness.
Well, today the total celebration is just beginning here at the Farmers Market. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Tom Shepard. He has a great, great farm down in Gubernator Valley, and he's here at the Farmers Markets pretty much 8 days a week. But right now we're just getting ready for a very special treat at the market. It's called the Inner Light Community Gospel Choir. And I've known Mama Pat, who's the director. By the way, she's in the hospital. Our prayers are with her. She won't be here, but her choir is in full force. So in the background, during this interview, you may hear some wonderful singing, which is what we want to do. And they'll start off at 9 o'clock singing. The Inner Light Community Gospel Choir, it's called. And of course, Mama Pat. And the website is www.innerlightchoir.com, just in case you want to find out their schedule and where they're going to be performing. They're one of the lights, for sure, in our Santa Barbara area. They sing all over the country. They go to gospel competitions. And they've been invited here today, and they came wholeheartedly to give this special celebration of Julia Child's life here at the Farmers Market under this tent, a very large tent, and there's about maybe 20 singers, the sopranos, the tenors, the mezzo-sopranos, and the altos, and the conductor's just getting ready, and the instruments are just getting tuned up. Tom, this is really exciting. So what else can we expect today besides some celebrities and luminaries coming down to celebrate her life?
Well, we've invited numerous publications like Bon Appetit, Sunset Magazine, NPR, and we're hoping that we acknowledge Julia in a far greater media than just our local radio and TV. I think the main thing we're doing is celebrating food, and
yes,
and really what Julia was all about was that joy for food, and you know, I think one of the things that everybody agrees on with Julia Childs is that she had more impact on our culture than anybody. I mean, I don't know how you can come up with another person that you can even compare to Julia Childs in terms of what she did for our culture, not only food, but humor also.
She never wanted to be called a chef, though. That was interesting.
Yeah, it really was. I think she thought of chefs as being professional people, and she never worked in a restaurant. I don't think she ever did work in a restaurant, but she taught food.
Yeah, she did. She taught food and the love of it. And, you know, she wasn't afraid of. I remember that one show she dropped, the chicken dropped on the floor, and she picked it up, dusted it off, and put it right back on the table again. She did that many times.
She had her own style in the kitchen, and she didn't necessarily, you know, she wasn't bound by recipes. She was trying to teach people to taste and feel and smell the food and not be controlled by recipes, and I think that's really important to a good cook. You don't go by a recipe. You learn by using a recipe originally, but from there you use your variations of taste and feel. I think that's one of the things Julia was so good at communicating, is that you have to learn to really sense food, not just have some intellectual guidelines that kind of gave you control, because control with food is not what you want. You want it to kind of be an artist with food.
Exactly, like an artist palette. We're just about ready. We're going to start off, once again, if you just joined us, the Cooking Cabaret Show, we're here with Tom Shepard. We're at the Saturday Farmers Market celebration for Julia Childs, a Cooking Cabaret down here. And Mama Pat Choir, the Gospel Light Choir, Inner Light Community Gospel Choir, is just about to start. And the people are lining up, and here they go. You can probably hear them in the background, and hope you guys at home can hear this, because it's going to be rocking. It's just a great, great, great thing. So let's see if we can listen just a little bit to this during the Cooking Cabaret Show right here at the Farmers Market in celebration of Julia. We're picking up the energy. Oh, yeah.
You can hear it. Okay, you're listening to the Inner Light Gospel, Inner Light Community Gospel Choir. We're here at the Farmer's Market in celebration of Julia. That's what it's all about. Compliments of the Farmer's Market. Yours truly, Andy LaRusso, the singing chef. Don't go away because we're going to come right back. We got a full hour of celebration today in the life of Julia Childs who touched us all. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're coming right back.
Flavor smells divine, gonna knock you off of your feet. Yeah, food, glorious food. We got delicious, delectable food. And all you need is your appetite to put you in the right mood. We got Mediterranean, Mexican, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Thai. We cook Cajun, Caribbean, Latin American, anything under the sky. We are chopping and dicing, sautéing and spicing and frying to golden brown. And we're baking and broiling and roasting and toasting and grilling all over town.